Brad Bollinger is here from the North Bay Business Journal. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I trust you had a good Father's Day.
I did. We actually got in late from the opera last night, so I'm not out walking this morning, but I had a wonderful Father's Day. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. What are you hearing, Brad, from local businesses when it comes to fire recovery in our area?
Well, you know, I think maybe I mentioned last week, if I didn't, that's fine. I can mention it now that we, at our construction conference, we had a panel of political leaders and also a panel of builders. And the tone at that particular event versus last, say, January or even February, was just completely different. And it was, yes, we've got a, you know, there's been a horrible loss here, and we still feel for everyone who suffered a loss. But the outlook was much more optimistic that we were going to, you know, if we got 150 houses under construction, would we like to have more? Yes, and we're going to. And people are working through their insurance questions. And we're going to focus, by the way, at our healthcare conference on July 31st on the sort of mental health state of the county. There's a lot of really good work being done there to make sure that, you know, when you suffer a total loss, everything, or a loss of life, certainly, it can have some long-term impacts. What does have long-term impacts? So we have to work through those things, make sure we're, you know, we're keeping people healthy in their outlook. And
no question about it. And I was reading a report this morning about first responders, whether it's law enforcement or fire, and their rates of suicide are outrageous.
Okay. Yeah.
And so, you know, we can only imagine, you know, the kind of trauma that that those officials came across during the course of the fire. So, you know, hopefully they're all getting the help they need, too.
Exactly. That very, very well put and very important to do, because it was a life-saving operation.
Oh,
that
no question.
Horrible night. It was just saving lives and just running from one place to the next.
Yeah.
And you know, I would say, you know, we're trying to be a resilient community. And I know that's kind of become a cliche, but you just got to think about that every day. You know, what are we doing to put things back together? And again, the tone a couple of weeks ago was much better than as it should have been than it was, a few months ago.
Yeah, progress is always happily welcomed. And I'm wondering, Brad, you know, there will be so much change in our communities as a result of the rebuilding and all of that. And you know, big issues like, you know, perhaps city and county offices moving to downtown Santa Rosa, et cetera. Wondering, and I suppose that the business world sort of, you know, gets together and thinks about, okay, how is this going to, you know, affect us?
Sure.
And what can we do to accommodate the new surroundings?
Sure. Well, there are a lot of meetings going on kind of behind the scenes between business and developers and builders about, you know, for instance, housing downtown. So right now, I think if I'm remembering correctly, the limit is 8 stories. Well, they've got a grant where they could ease, and that's all the environmental work is done there. You can do 8 stories. Maybe you could, they've got a grant now that they can look at 10 or 14. So, you know, business needs places for people to live. There is a percentage of population that's looking at our housing and just saying, hey, I'm never going to be able to afford a house here. I'm going to go, you know, look elsewhere. It's kind of like the old saying, you know, this was a great place till it got so popular. And and so I think there's a lot of meetings going on between business community and developers about how to achieve that. A little disappointed to see this housing bond sort of fade. You know, it felt like we didn't really have a chance to fully discuss it. But
well, Santa Rosa will be looking at their own next a week from tomorrow on the 26th to see if that's going to
really
fly.
Where and that's really where the construction is going to be done, right? So within the city,
certainly the majority of it. Yeah,
but we need a way to finance this housing. There's, you know, when they took away redevelopment, which was kind of an accident of history at the state level, all that financing, which is largely private financing, it wasn't necessarily just government, but largely private financing for housing, for particularly for seniors and affordable, and you could probably do this in the workforce housing as well. It just went away. So there's, unless you have a big financing tool, and I'm talking about in the tens of millions of dollars, you're not going to get the housing that you need. So that's what we need, is a tool like that.
Yeah, it's a big ask and probably a big necessity in this community too. Well, Brad, great to check in with you this morning, and thanks for being here. We always appreciate it.
I should mention that the opera I just came back from last night was the San Francisco Opera's putting on The Ring, Wagner's Ring, and you know, story of love and love of power. So there may still be some tickets left. It's kind of one of those things on your bucket list, right?
Yes, a Wagner opera. Sounds good. I'm glad you enjoyed it too.
It's an epic tale and very well presented, very technologically just kind of sublime. It's just in a wonderful story as well. So,
all right, very good, Brad. We will talk to you next Monday. That is Brad Bollinger from the North Bay Business Journal. Thank you very much. It's 8:26 at KSRO, and good old plug for the opera there from Brad.